Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to talk to Dr. Niamh Lynch about appropriate sports clothing for girls and the issue of clothes in sport. But before I do that, Niamh, can I just ask you about the budget today and the changing in GP care for, we think now under sevens it'll be free, possibly even under eights. Now, sometimes in the past, doctors have been saying, hang on a second, you need to talk to us about this because it's not as easy as it sounds. Good morning to you.
Hi, PJ. How's it going? Good. It's nice not to be talking about COVID, isn't it?
Isn't it great?
Yeah, so the question of the free GP care, I think it's a very worthwhile idea for sure. I think, you know, we should be working towards universal GP care for everybody. But currently, I'm not a GP, obviously, but I know a lot of them and I'm related to a few. Currently, GP is in crisis. There are not enough GPs. About, I think, a third of GPs are due to retire in the next few years. And so they're under a huge amount of pressure. Mm-hmm. And so any move in terms of expanding the population that they will provide free GP care to obviously needs to be discussed with them in terms of their capacity. Because, you know, if you have, you know, what they would have reported was that the under sixes visits understandably went up a lot once the free GP care came in for that age group. And it was a good thing, you know, it's great for kids under six, but it does make them a lot busier, and it means that, you know, it means that people have to wait longer to actually get to see their GP. I suppose
for a parent worried about a child who isn't well, being able to take that child to the doctor without worrying about the cost of it is a huge thing. But like the doctor said, that actually, you know, we're not ready for an influx of youngsters.
No, and to be fair, I mean, parents have been amazing throughout the pandemic. They, you know, I mean, you know, parents are generally very, very clued into their children and they don't tend to abuse these services. And it is a great thing that, you know, cost will not be a barrier for them to access GP care. But I think the logistics of it have to be worked out carefully with the GPs because it is a service under a huge amount of pressure. So adding another service, another layer in on top of that will put them under even more pressure.
Okay. Let's talk about children and clothes and sport. It's a long time bugbear of yours, isn't it?
Why? Yeah. Well, it is, because I suppose in two areas, so in field sports and in the area of dance and gymnastics. So I have daughters, so I've seen them go through all of these different kind of sports, right? And as they've gotten older, I've seen them become, and their friends become, increasingly uncomfortable with the clothes that they're having to wear to partake in these sports. Right. So it's a personal bugbear of mine, but also if you step back and look at the statistics in Ireland in terms of overweight and children who are living with obesity, it affects girls more than it affects boys. And when girls reach the puberty and the teenage years, their level of participation in sports literally drops off a cliff. And we have to look at why that happens, you know. And gymnastics and dance are huge sporting outlets for girls. Now, I can understand in gymnastics there's a safety thing, you know, so if they're catapulting through the air and if their clothes got caught in something, then obviously that would be very dangerous, right? So I understand the logic behind the gymnastics to a degree. But the boys wear shorts and t-shirts, you know, and it's the same in dance, you know. So I remember going to a dance concert one time, you know, in the dance school where my kids went, and sitting in the audience and watching the girls who were maybe a little bit heavier and how excruciatingly uncomfortable they were. Like, they were folding their arms in front of themselves and just trying to hide, and there's nowhere to hide in a leotard, you know. And you know, and then the boys are kind of just jumping around in their shorts and t-shirts, and it just seemed a little bit unbalanced. And you know, we need children to be able to move but be happy in that movement and be comfortable in that, in the way that they move. And I just think it's a little bit unfair that at the very time when they are most self-conscious, girls are being asked to squeeze into really skin tight clothing and where everything is on display. There's nowhere to hide, you
That's
know?
Actually the word I was going to use, self-conscious. Like, there is very little more self-conscious than a 9, 10 or 11 year old girl whose body is starting to change or may already have started, and she's at a dance show and she, you know, she's carrying a few pounds and she's trying to get into a leotard, and like you said, the lad next to her, it's just a shorts and t-shirt. That's not balanced.
No, it's not balanced. And it ultimately, you don't see dancers who are overweight or who are living with obesity. And the reason you don't is because either they, you know, they control their weight very carefully or they give up. And so, you know, you generally don't see on stage dancers who are carrying or who are living with a bit of extra weight, you know. You just don't see it. And that's, you know, when you, so when you look at a vista of dancers, you don't get the variety of shapes and sizes that you would get if you took a sample of the population, you know. So it's self-selecting. And, you know, in order for girls to be encouraged to continue this sport that they absolutely, dance is fantastic. And in order for girls to continue that, they should be supported and allowed to wear, you know, the clothing that they feel comfortable in, you know. And if there are costumes required, you know, let the costumes be a little bit looser. Again, I know safety is an issue, you know, you don't want a dancer getting tangled up in another dancer and all that, but I'm sure there are ways to do it. But it's not just dance and gymnastics. Like, another huge thing for me is the field sports, particularly the GAA. I played camogie in the 80s and the 90s, and I was in a billowing sack practically. And now their kit has gotten so tight, and I have yet to meet a child who likes wearing skirts. Do you know what skirts are?
They're the skirt with the shorts inside them, yeah.
Yeah. They're the most uncomfortable things, you know, and they just hate them. They absolutely hate them. They're allowed to wear shorts in camogie up until the age of about, I think, until they're 11, 10 or 11, and then they have to move into the skirts.
I have to say, watching camogie, and I enjoy watching camogie at, you know, at various levels on the television when it's on, I often wondered what the purpose of that damn thing is. Why don't you just let them wear a pair of shorts?
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes no sense at all.
But it's... No, it's just a little flap of material, you know, that's supposed to, I don't know, is it supposed to make them look feminine or what? But it just bothers girls hugely. Any girls that I've talked to, look, I mean, I might be generalizing, but any child I've asked, my own and others, they all say that they dislike the skirt immensely.
It makes no sense. A pair of shorts would be just fine, I think, just as someone who likes to watch it. Now, if just on a more serious side, like, obviously a lot of kids don't like it. They just pull out and they give up on a sport they might otherwise enjoy, and they get on with lives. But sometimes they can't, and you see the effects of that in your surgery. Explain to me what body dysmorphia is and how early it can set in and why.
So body dysmorphia is where a child is within a healthy weight range, but they believe themselves to be overweight, or they pick on one particular aspect of their body that they feel does not conform to what it should look like. So, for example, if they don't like their nose or their hands or their feet or something like that, and they become very fixated with how that looks, or their lips. And I mean, like, I thought I was horrified to hear that teenage girls are actually getting lip fillers now, you know. So that's where it starts, is this, you know. And it can start as young as 8 or 9, you know, because girls in particular, but now also boys, but girls in particular, they're constantly comparing themselves to those around them. And now with the advent of social media, they are being presented with the image of perfection that they are supposed to aspire to. Mm-hmm. And so they're comparing themselves to basically filtered, cropped, photoshopped, unobtainable images. And they are being bombarded with this kind of stuff. And then they look at themselves and they see something that is less than perfection. And as parents, I think we have to be really conscious of what our children are consuming in terms of social media, how our children are being targeted, and how we can protect them. But there's only so much that we can do as well, you know. So, I mean, I think really there needs to be so much more regulation around, you know, social media and what young children can actually access, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Listen, Niamh, good speaking to you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.